the old man yelled down the empty hallway. Someone call the station inspector! At the mention of the station inspector, Hugo panicked. He twisted and tried to get away, but the old man pulled hard on his arm and wouldn't let go. I've finally caught you, now empty your pockets! Hugo growled like a dog. He was furious with himself for being caught. The old man squeezed tighter until Hugo was practically standing on his toes. You're hurting me! Empty your pockets! Reluctantly, one by one, Hugo pulled out dozens of objects. Screws and nails and bits of metal, gears and crumpled playing cards, tiny pieces of clockworks, cogs and wheels. He pulled out a crushed box of matches and some small candles.
You have one more pocket to go, the old man said.
There's nothing in it.
Then turn it inside out.
I don't have anything of yours. Let me go.
Where is the station inspector?
The old man yelled down the hallway again.
Why is he never around when he is needed?
If the station inspector in his green uniform appeared at the end of the hallway, Hugo knew everything would be over. The boy struggled against the old man, but it was no use. Finally, his hand trembling, Hugo reached into his pocket and pulled out his small, battered cardboard notebook. The cover had been rubbed smooth. Still holding onto the boy's arm, the old man snatched the notebook away, set it down out of Hugo's reach, opened it, and flipped through the pages. One page caught the old man.